Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup. There.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They offer a full-time position in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week. Attractive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Had a breaker at our table last night, and I didn't. I had a chance to meet our entire table, which was great. And he talked about the level of fitness that Carson Schott has right now.
Oh my God!
He talked about his fitness level.
Well, he binges.
Yeah, a lot, and he looks really good. And he mentioned that to me. He goes, "Have you seen Carson? I've noticed his fitness level."
Really?
And yeah, and you know why? Because of currency. Because of currency. He's alive.
Tell me.
He is alive again at a different level. He is alive as when he was playing football when he owned it at Nebraska.
He seems that way.
Yeah, and so that's how currency has changed his life, because now he's in charge of setting up the best financial setup in the history of finance.
I imagine he has work-life balance.
He probably has balance, obviously. I bet you he's one of those guys. I did the band workout. I bet he's doing some burpees and stuff in office.
Burpees.
You know he's doing some.
Oh God, burpees.
Yeah, I bet he's doing something. I bet Carson,
he's a D1 athlete.
And I bet she's got one of those hand strengtheners. So I bet he has one of those when he's
at all times. Doing that.
Yeah.
He wakes up, starts doing it.
You know he does it. You know he's at 1890 doing that right now with the hand strength.
Be careful with that, Carson.
Yeah,
I hurt my hand doing that.
What were you doing?
He's doing a grip test.
No, I was doing the tennis ball thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally, for 2 years, my hand was all messed up. Don't be careful with that.
Don't overdo it.
Right.
But thanks for the fitness.
Carson is amazing. I wish he'd come in.
He's always invited.
Carson, I'll talk to him today.
He stopped coming in.
I'll talk to him today. Well, I think he's doing, what's that? He's doing Orange Theory, I think, now. And he's doing, what's the hot one?
Do guys do Hot Works?
Yeah. He's doing Hot Works also.
Guys do Orange Theory.
Yeah, he's doing Orange Theory.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Sean does Orange Theory.
He does.
Orange Theory.
8:30 every morning.
Yeah. 8:30, and he's doing Hot Works. He's doing that, and a lot of Pilates.
What's going on? You just
ride your bike in a heated room. Yes.
That sounds fun.
Sounds kind of fun, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Carson's doing it.
GoCurrency.com/careers.
He's annoyed.
Time for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
We'll see Randy for all your remodels for kitchen, bath, and a whole house remodels. You can call or text Randy at Dinert Contracting 402-417-5204 or email him at dinertcontracting@hotmail.com.
We got some games tonight, Jake.
We do. Hang on. One second.
Tonight?
One second.
Oh, yeah. It's
tonight.
Yeah.
Sounds back game. On my TV.
I was working in the lab one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Love the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Not Monster Mashes, but Monster Match is what we have.
Monster Matchups. It's the best weekend I've seen probably in 10 years.
Whoa. Starting tonight.
Starts tonight. Think of these three games you have tonight. K-State at Arizona.
Jeez.
K-State at Arizona. Incredible game. Then we have Colorado at Houston.
Tonight.
Prime at Houston.
Jeez.
Willie Fritz.
Jeez.
Starting their third string quarterback.
So far, so good.
Like that. And then one to be, I can't wait to see, New Mexico at UCLA.
Tonight.
New Mexico at UCLA.
Get your fill tonight.
So imagine, that would be a full Saturday for me. Yeah. That would wrap up my Saturday. I'm good. That's a great Saturday.
Those are all watchable.
All watchable games. Telefies, they're up and ready, and ready
you
to
get
go.
That, Jake. Let Bill cook. Let him cook.
You cook. Clemson at Georgia Tech.
Needed bad.
Oh, needed bad. I mean, Clemson's a must-win game. It's at Georgia
You're
Tech.
You're putting must on that.
Must. Oh, yeah. It's a must-win game. Pitt at West Virginia. The backyard brawl. USF, Miami, have already hit on that one. Arkansas at Ole Miss.
Jeez.
Arkansas is like the number two or three scoring team in the country. Now, check who they played and what's going on. But Arkansas at Ole Miss, this will be classic. Be good at that. FAU, you've already hit on. This is one I just sends me through the roof. Vandy at South Carolina. South Carolina.
Hammers.
And then we've already hit this one right away. Minnesota at Cal. That's the one that's going to be
really intriguing.
Going to be huge. Then for honorable mention, Florida at LSU.
Jeez.
Honorable mention. And then this game, breathe it in. Turn it on, and when you turn it on, just be quiet and just don't say a word. Just turn it on at 2:30 when it comes on. It used to be CBS, now I think it's ABC, but which is weird to me. But the SEC game of the week, Georgia at Tennessee, you're going to see an environment that, like no other. 104,000 people at this game, and it's going to be crazy volunteers. I mean, absolutely nuts what this game is going to look like. Just breathe it in. It will be and I think it's going to be a monster game also. O-line are missing for Georgia. I think two starting O-linemen, two starting corners missing for Tennessee. So they're kind of even out. If this game will be one of epic proportion to watch, which will be very cool to be able to see that. But to see it, just to watch that game and take in what it looks like to be playing that time of the day. So it's going to be 3:30 local in Knoxville, and it's going to be complete mayhem.
Come on, Kirby.
Yeah, it's kind of a game for Kirby.
Come on, Kirby.
Now they're favored. They are favored in this game.
Come on, Gunner.
And I don't know how you can embrace it more than that game to see what's going on. But there are some great games across the board to be able to see. And our Friday night games tonight, it's the best Friday night lineup I've ever seen.
It's really good.
Really good. Because this, I mean, is it must win for K-State?
I'd say.
It's must win.
They ain't going to win, though, are they?
They're 1-2. I'm taking Arizona.
K-State is a 1.5-point favorite on the road.
Pick
'em
game then,
yeah,
right?
I'm going Arizona. And then the worst thing that happened for that also is just having K-State favored. Arizona's like, okay, more motivation. They're playing really good. Then you get a chance to turn on, see what's going on with Prime. See what their deal is. Houston's a pretty solid team.
Houston has to be okay.
Yeah, they are. They're
2-0.
I would take Houston if it's just a
they're favored by 4.5. Houston is now again a new quarterback for Colorado tonight. They get the third string quarterback starting. They've had three different quarterbacks for 3 weeks.
And again, this goes back to I feel Staub is so. I think it's Staub, right?
Yes, Staub.
I mean, it was like it just sounds like he was the guy that was Mr. Steady all the way through, and then all of a sudden it was like he's our best guy, and just remarkable stuff. How about this one here? I just want you to think at 6:30 when you turn the TVs on.
When's this?
6:30 Saturday night, and you get to watch Texas A&M Notre Dame, and at the same time Florida LSU. You're going to flip back and forth between those two games.
Can you watch?
Absolutely, I'll be watching. Oh, guess what else is going on during that time? Vandy at South Carolina. I'll watch a lot of Utah at Wyoming. Another great game to build up like that. Then finishing up at 9:30 p.m., Minnesota at Cal. Jeez. I mean,
so you don't have any duties? There's nobody getting married or anything?
Nothing. No duties whatsoever like that. And so it'll be a 16-hour day Saturday.
Are you kidding me?
Tonight's going to go a little late for me. I don't like being up this late on a Friday, but it's going to go late.
Can you do it? I mean, will Laura allow you?
I can do it, Steve, yes.
Will Laura allow
it? Yeah, thank you. Laura will allow it, yes. She doesn't put not many hard curfews. There's not many. There's never been a time like, we got to be in bed by 9.
Well, yeah, Wow.
For your TV viewing tonight, again, for the games that Bill
mentioned.
Please
help us. In terms of
how can you watch these games?
Thank you.
I'll help you out. Indiana State, Indiana, 5:30 on BTN.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
If you're curious about Colgate and Syracuse, that's at 6 on the ACC Network. Okay, then the games of note, Colorado.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Houston, 6:30 on ESPN tonight.
Wait.
Great.
Colorado, Houston.
ESPN.
Tonight. ESPN.
K-State, Arizona, 8 p.m. on Fox. Late night.
Beautiful. Fox or FS1?
Fox. Regular
okay.
Fox.
Thank you.
And then New Mexico at UCLA, 9 p.m. on BTN.
Very watchable.
All very watchable. This is not, there's no strain here whatsoever.
Nope.
And you're going to,
no TV strain.
No TV strain.
This is the olds talking. We don't have any TV strain.
We
nothing
don't,
weird.
Well, also, like, people might text in. You can get the CW. You can figure it out.
I don't have to call Dominic over.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't want to get CW. Yeah. But the interesting part tonight, just take a gander at what that crowd looks like.
Which one?
UCLA, New Mexico.
I'm interested.
Because there will be nobody there.
Is there a chance they'll surprise us?
No. Zero.
I'm texting if there's a surprise.
I listened to Dusty Dvorak today. He did the Illinois and Duke game. They said Friday before the game, they met with the SID. Hey, respecting the sellout? No.
Did Dusty comment on the crowd?
He asked the crowd. He goes, expecting a sellout? No. Will we be three-quarters full? No.
I don't get that.
Half? Don't think so. So finally, he goes, what are we expecting tomorrow? He goes, and this SID for Duke said, 15,000 to 18,000
for Illinois, ranked
for
team
Illinois,
company.
Ranked team, and they won 9 games before because we're expecting 18,000 people at the game. And guess what kind of day it was? It's beautiful, beautiful day. 18,000 people.
Lay off Darian Mensah.
I'm not on Mensah. I love Mensah. I think he's good, but he left too late. Here, no, another one.
And they're playing together.
They should have been. It should have been on my list because of that. Duke plays at Tulane, so Mensah plays his old team.
They're getting revenge on Duke.
Mensah plays his old team. And the crowd will be bigger than what he's playing at home against a ranked team.
But he's getting a great degree, and he's probably making a lot.
He already has a degree, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's going to get another one.
Yeah. That game is at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
What's it on?
ESPN 2.
The Deuce.
Tulane is a 1.5-point favorite against Darian Mensah and Duke.
I'm sorry.
1.5-point favorite.
Think about the games that are on.
I was just gonna say you're gonna be in heaven.
The quad box will be. I'd like to have I'd like to have an eight box.
The octo box.
The octo. I love. Give me the octo box. Is there any way to get the octo box?
You need a massive screen.
The last thing you need is an octo box.
Oh, one thing that does get in your watching the quad box is they'll be watching time with Lauren, and I'll be like, "Oh wow!" She's like, "What?" I go, "Top left." You gotta go where it just happened at.
You understand their confusion. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening.
And then what gets you also, you're watching top right, but bottom left is the volume that you have on.
Very confusing.
So all of a sudden, it's
very
just like,
confusing.
And it's second and 70, you see a touchdown happening. And you're just going like, whoa. So then there's a lot of work.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work to it.
God, you'll have fun. But here's the thing, 11 a.m. game, I'll see
You'll see a lot.
I'll see the night games, and I'll make a point of it.
And you should be able to...
What night games?
You should be able to write your article.
Yeah, you can watch the
article pretty early, right?
Oh, I'll be done at 5.
You get the whole 6:30
slate
to watch.
You can be done the second half, though, writing your article.
That's you're right. I'll write in the second half. The only problem with that, Bill, is you miss a lot. You miss a lot of.
You're not looking up. I get that part of it.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on.
Monster matchup.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
That is monster match on Friday. Thank you.
A lot of these games draw a lot of attention for Husker fans because they want to see what Minnesota looks like.
100.
They want to see what UCLA looks like.
100. Yeah. Hey, why can't we play that at a lower volume while Bill's talking?
Distracting.
No.
The whole time in the background?
Yeah.
The mash.
That's what we can do right now, though.
Who sang that, Jake?
I don't know.
Low.
Don't have that
just
one.
Just turn it down. Like, you play music during your
segment. When Jake does.
You want to have that on a loop the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pushing back.
Bill's doing the segment.
Though. I love the idea.
Well,
I like music in the background.
Distract Bill. Well,
Jake's
the one
is so good
the
in
matches.
The background, but that's Jake's deal.
You got to have the NFL.
Bill doesn't want it.
You're sixth grade simple.
Hey, mine doesn't have lyrics though. It's just sound. Like that has words going on through us.
I just think we should do it more often. That we should have music in the background.
Maybe we can just find the acoustic version of Monster Mash.
But then say just mash with
just the music of the mash.
It's an idea.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now. 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 9-3, 2-2 on the week going for the winning week. Today,
we need this.
Film Friday, Harrison Ford, our topic today.
Awesome.
Harrison Ford movies. Call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685, call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia today, Film Friday, Harrison Ford, our topic. You guys don't seem like you're too confident about this.
No, I'll know the name, but I don't know the name of it. I'll be like, I'll kind of describe the movie a little bit, but no.
Sip, confidence level?
Low.
Okay.
Anything about, what do you think about Football Fridays?
Ooh.
I make the game shows.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have yourself. I'll keep doing the game shows. Jennifer
thought
13 years. Okay.
13 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing here.
Very passive aggressive
okay.
line.
Seth. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
Seth, how do you feel about Harrison Ford today?
We'll see. I'll do my best to win a box of bagels for the office here and shut up, Dipple.
All right.
Who's this?
This is Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, Seth. First question is to you. Bill, lifeline for one question as always. Seth, there have been 4 Indiana Jones movies. I hope it's 4. Where Harrison Ford stars as Indiana Jones. What was the name of the first in the series in 1981?
81.
Ooh. I think that was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
No. Ooh, good guess, though.
Great guess.
That is one of them.
Okay, let's try this.
Great guess.
You're going to try to steal
COVID.
This?
God, we should.
I don't know.
It's 81. We're in our prime.
Yeah, we were in our prime. I wasn't a big Indiana Jones guy, so this wasn't my wheelhouse.
Let's just pass it.
We'll pass.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Should have known it. Now I'll say pass, but should have known.
Damn it!
Huh.
We should have known.
Yeah, we're alive though. Still, we're still alive. We're not behind.
Yeah. Zero.
Okay, here we go.
That was like Coca-Cola.
Yes.
At that time.
Okay. 0-0. First question.
Ah.
In what 1997 movie does Harrison Ford star as the president of the U.S. whose flight is hijacked by communist radicals?
God, what a great show.
And he fights to rescue the hostages
on
board.
I'm tempted to take it, so I got you in my hip pocket.
I don't know. I can tell you the entire movie. I can't tell you the name of it.
Okay, well, I think I got it.
Okay.
Con Air.
Con Air. That's about a bunch of convicts.
Not Con Air.
Oh,
Seth, you want that or not?
Yeah, that's Air Force One.
Oh, God.
Brilliant.
They saved everybody by they all jumped out with parachutes out of the back. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, that was
Con Air is a movie, to be fair. Yes. Just not that
But
that
it was
one.
About convicts. Not about the president. It wasn't Air Force One.
All right.
I didn't know it at all, so I can't be.
Yeah, don't. Come on.
Seth, this is for the win of 1-0.
This hurts bad.
Harrison Ford is a key character in Star Wars, the Star Wars franchise. What character does he play in those movies, Seth?
How is the layup, Han Solo?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that one. Thanks, Jake.
Why am I the one at fault here? Air Force One, Seth got the answer. Not my fault. Nice win, Seth. You get bagels. Nice win. Oh, how do I get that? I'm not sure how I get the fault of missing the question.
It's really
always my fault.
How about Harrison though? I mean, he's in Star Wars, and then he's in
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Jake, what's his Lincoln connection? He comes here. Well, I think it's simple to refuel his plane.
Yeah, Duncan Aviation, I believe.
But he has hung out here. True story.
Has it been a while or not?
Yeah, it's been a while. I was at the paper.
Married to Christina Flockhart.
Yeah, I think it's a Duncan Aviation thing.
Yeah, and he would stay here sometimes.
I wonder if he went and got a cup of coffee. I wonder, like, at Duncan.
Do you think
he Ubered, like, over, like, to the Haymarket?
I don't know, it was before Uber. The Journal Star, I think, did a story at one point about it.
Tiebreaker for Bill here. You didn't get this right, but what is the film length of Raiders of the Lost Ark? Hours and minutes.
2 hours, 4 minutes.
Sip, over under 2 hours and 4 minutes.
That's a good guess, Bill.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm going to say under.
1 hour and 55 minutes.
Good
so
guess.
Just nine
okay.
minutes
That's
off.
Good
Pretty
guess.
Good.
Right in there.
Pretty good guess.
Right in there.
Nice if there's anyone over at the Hampton Inn, there's some workers that like to get in. They can't get in.
Knowledge from Dennis. Our friend Dennis.
On what?
Harrison Ford crashed his plane here once.
That's true.
Okay. Dennis, you understand.
Was there a problem with the undercarriage, with the wheels?
I
wonder.
I don't know. Thank you, Dennis.
McSafety texted you from Matt there?
No, that's our other friend, Dennis.
Okay.
That came in last week and met Bill.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I think he met you, too.
He probably did.
Yes.
Hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.